Section 1, the Geography of Southern and Eastern Asia. Location of the countries of Southern and Eastern Asia. The vast region of Southern and Eastern Asia is home to 29 countries. The geography, cultures, and politics of each of these countries varies greatly, from communism in China to democracy in India, from Shinto shrines in Japan to Hindu temples in India. One of the key things to learn about a country is its location within a region, a continent, and the world. Before learning more about the countries in this unit, focus on finding their location and thinking about what this location means to the people of that country. Look at the map of Southern and Eastern Asia at the beginning of this chapter. Find the country of India, located in Southern Asia, and put your finger on it. India is a subcontinent, which means it is a large land area that is mostly separate from the rest of Asia. India is on a different tectonic plate, a separate area of the Earth's crust, than most of the rest of Asia. Its plate is crashing into the plate that China is on, creating the Himalayan Mountains. India is the world's largest democracy. It is also the birthplace of two of the world's largest religions, Buddhism and Hinduism. The mighty Ganges River flows through India, providing much-needed water to farmers along its banks. India is struggling with a population boom. Its population is over 1.4 billion and growing at a fast pace. As a result, air and water pollution are becoming very important environmental issues in India. Move your finger directly north, crossing over the Himalayan Mountains, and you will find the country of China. China has the second largest population in the world and is the largest communist country in the world. It also has one of the largest economies in the world. It is not uncommon for Americans to buy products with the label Made in China. Move your finger to the east of China to locate the Korean Peninsula, which is home to both North and South Korea. North Korea is a dictatorship that is virtually cut off from the rest of the world. The citizens there do not even have access to the internet. South Korea, on the other hand, is a stable democracy with a growing high-tech economy. Just across the Sea of Japan from the Korean Peninsula is the country of Japan. Put your finger on Japan. This country is an archipelago, which means it is made of a chain of islands. The largest island, Honshu, is home to most of Japan's largest cities. Japan's thriving high-tech economy has overcome many obstacles, including having very few natural resources. Japan has had a constitutional monarchy since the end of World War II. It is one of the most politically stable countries in Asia. Finally, take your finger and travel southwest from Japan through China to reach the country of Vietnam. Like China, Vietnam is a communist country. It has been communist since the end of French colonial rule. The United States was involved in a war there in the late 20th century in an attempt to stop the spread of communism. Today, the economy of Vietnam is beginning to grow and expand. In fact, the United States is one of its largest trading partners. Physical features of Asia. The physical geography of a region significantly affects the way people trade and travel, as well as where they live and what types of jobs they have. The geography of Southern and Eastern Asia is varied with mountains, rivers, deserts, and large bodies of water. Each feature can have an effect on how people trade and satisfy their basic needs and wants. Southern and Eastern Asia are home to many of the longest rivers in the world. Look again at the map at the beginning of the chapter. Find India and look for the Ganges River. It is the most important river in India. Trace its path as it begins in the Himalayan Mountains and spreads sediment along its banks as it travels to the Bay of Bengal. The Bay of Bengal is a part of the larger Indian Ocean. The banks of the Ganges are densely populated even though the river occasionally floods. This dense population has caused the Ganges, a very sacred river for the Hindus, to be very polluted. Now find China and the Changjiang Yangtze River. This is one of China's two important rivers and the longest river in China. It begins in the western part of China near the Taklamakan Desert and flows east toward the East China Sea. It is one of China's main transportation routes, and the area around the river is very fertile for farming. The other major river in China is the Huanghe, Yellow River. It also begins in western China and flows east to the Yellow Sea. Both the Yellow Sea and Yellow River get their names from the yellow sediment called loess that they carry, which gives them a yellowish tint. The Huanghe River is also known as China's sorrow because of its frequent and deadly floods. Unfortunately, as China has industrialized, both of these rivers have become heavily polluted. Asia is home to the tallest mountain range in the world, the Himalayan Mountains. Put your finger on this mountain range that runs west to east between China and India for almost 200 miles. The highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, is located in this mountain range. Throughout history, the Himalayas have acted as a barrier both to trade and to invasion. As a result of this large barrier, the cultures of India and China developed very differently. Now look back at China on the map and find the two deserts located there, the Taklamakan Desert in western China and the Gobi Desert in northern China. Put your finger on each one of these deserts to help you remember their locations. The Taklamakan is over 600 miles long, making it one of the longest deserts in the world. The Gobi is also very large and is covered with both sand and rocks. Due to their harsh climates, these deserts have very small populations. They have also helped to protect China throughout its history because they acted as a barrier to invaders from the west and north. Connected to China is the Korean Peninsula, home to North Korea and South Korea. Find the Korean Peninsula on the map and put your finger on it. Remember, a peninsula is a landform that is surrounded on three sides by water. This peninsula has been divided between the two countries since the Korean War in the 1950s. It is bordered by the Yellow Sea and the Sea of Japan, which are part of the Western Pacific Ocean. The geography of the peninsula is varied, containing both mountains and areas of fertile farmland. Finally, find two of the larger bodies of water in southern and eastern Asia, the Sea of Japan and the South China Sea. The Sea of Japan separates Japan from the Korean Peninsula. Russia also borders this important body of water. The sea acted as a barrier between Japan and the rest of Asia, so the culture of Japan developed differently from the culture of the rest of Asia. The South China Sea is located where its name indicates, south of China. This sea, a part of the Western Pacific Ocean, separates the countries of Vietnam and Malaysia. Impact of geography on where people live and how they trade. The geography of a region significantly affects where people live and how they trade. Asia's diverse geography and vast size have had a major impact on the people who live there. Additionally, there are many natural resources found throughout Asia that play an important role in determining where people live and how they trade. India is separated from the rest of Asia by mountain ranges that include the Himalayas. These mountains have had a significant impact on the development of India by acting as a natural barrier to travel. While there are some natural passes that can be used to get through the mountains, trade was still difficult. South of the Himalayas are India's broad plains and river valleys. Most people in India live in these river valleys. The rivers provide water that can be used for irrigation, travel, trade routes, and drinking water. India is bordered by the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, which means that for many in India, it was much easier to trade and travel by sea than by land. Like India, where people live and how they trade in China has been influenced by physical geography. China is home to the Himalayan Mountains as well as the Gobi and Taklamakan Deserts. All three of these physical features act as natural barriers to trade and transportation. Few people live in those areas because of the harsh environments. China is home to two major rivers, the Huanghe and the Changjiang. The areas along the banks of the Huanghe are very heavily populated. People live near the river because the water can be used for irrigation, trade, transportation, industry, and drinking water. China also has long coasts on the Yellow Sea, East China Sea, and South China Sea. These long coastlines became avenues for trade and travel within China and two other countries. On the Korean Peninsula, geography has influenced the lives of the people who live there almost as much as their governments have influenced them. In North Korea, there are many mountains which make farming and trade difficult. The main problem with trade in North Korea, however, is that few countries in the world will even trade with it. Most people in North Korea live in the western part of the country where it is less mountainous, so farming is easier. In comparison, South Korea has a lot of farmland. People mainly live near the major cities in South Korea, like Seoul, where there are high-paying jobs and other opportunities. South Korea's location between the Sea of Japan and Yellow Sea has provided trade and travel routes within the country and two other countries. Currently, South Korea has no overland trade route to other countries because North Korea is between South Korea and the rest of Asia. Japan is an island nation that is almost completely made up of mountains and rock. As a result, Japan has few natural resources and must rely on trade in order to have resources and food to meet the needs and wants of its people. Because Japan is an island nation, trade and travel by sea was the only way to trade with other countries before modern air travel. People in Japan live mainly in urban areas, which are usually found near the coasts.